The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Man, got to tell you, the Diddy stuff is just kind of crazy. From the outside looking in, I feel bad for anybody who's ever went to a Diddy party, because they are instantly pretty much going to be scrutinized for their entire life. Now, whether this all goes to trial and maybe these people get exonerated through word of mouth, like, no, you know, LeBron was there, but he never joined the upper deck. He never joined the rooms where the real stuff was going down. Maybe that's a thing, but it seems for the most part that anybody associated with those parties will never be looked at the same, because our country literally, you know, is all about conspiracy theories now. Just so far brain rotted into believing that everything's a conspiracy. So do feel bad for the people that went, because, you know, there are... Because obviously there's going to be people that go to big Hollywood parties. That's going to happen. Now, what they see there, like Marlon Wayans was asked about a Diddy party, and he said he never saw any of that stuff. And he admitted being there. He seemed very genuine about it and said he didn't see any of those things. I believe him. I think that, you know, if you're Diddy, you got to be careful. So not every little person that comes to your party is going to be allowed to see what really goes down after everybody gets good and liquored up. Some people go home. The people that, you know, Diddy trusts and knows will participate and have a good time and all the crazy baby oil stuff that was going on, those people are going to get admitted to the rooms. The rooms. And they're going to have a, you know, crazy Diddy time. It's definitely crazy. This just shows you that, like, money and power is such a dangerous thing to get. Like, imagine if, you know, Diddy was just a run-of-the-mill artist and never really gained a whole lot of traction and never became the mogul that he is. Like, could he have lived a halfway normal life? Like, I'm sure, you know, his 30 or 40 years of living this lifestyle that he's lived, you know, I'm sure he's enjoyed it. But is that going to be worth the final, let's call it, 20, 25 years of your life being completely unenjoyable? Or will prison be perfectly enjoyable to the diddler? It might be. It might be a Diddy party all the time in jail. It might be just what he needed. Don't even have to drug people in there, probably. You know, it's get to diddling. But yeah, I feel bad. I feel bad for some people. And obviously some people I don't. But man, the rumors, the names, the, you know, just names being tossed out every single day. It's like, dude, I'll tell you, Threads, the newest social media platform, which has been around for a little over a year, I think. Dude, that has already devolved into Twitter levels of just stupid. I left Twitter. I was like, fuck this. It's ridiculous. All it is speculation and conspiracy and right-wing this and extreme that. Got out of there and moved on to Threads. And for a minute, it's like, okay. Okay, not as many crazy people. A little more chill. I can handle this. And now it's just dumb. And it's like, I've never seen anything quite like it. Maybe I missed this time on Twitter. But now on Threads, it's like everybody's copying other posts. Like, they figure out what post will get you likes on the algorithm and people copy it and throw the same bullshit out there. So you'll see the same exact sentence said by 17 people trying to get likes and followers. And see, that's the thing too, where social media has started to monetize people just for posting. Once they hit a certain level of followers and this, that, and the other, like, everyone is so desperate to get those followers. So desperate to get monetized for their thoughts, even if the thoughts aren't original. Those are the people that belong at the Diddy party. The ones that should go down with him for being stupid. Just stupid. So anyways, some of the celebrities I've seen listed, like Kevin Hart, of course, Jay-Z and Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, which is a weird one. I know she gets a lot of hate, but it's weird to me that somebody who wants to right the injustices of the justice system, which Kim Kardashian apparently feels strongly about, you know, people being wrongfully imprisoned and wrongfully convicted of crimes. Like, why would she be committing crimes with Diddy? I mean, I guess people are complicated and, you know, you've got the old thing of projection, like making yourself look good in one way while doing something completely opposite. Ashton Kutcher comes to mind because he, you know, was fighting the good fight and then he's supporting a Scientologist rapist, I should say. So, I mean, this happens. It happens a lot. People do good in the public eye only to be doing some shit behind the scenes. Maybe that's what Kim Kardashian's doing. Anyways, this stuff's just crazy. Just one of those things, like thinking about this podcast from the, just watching everything from the back row, sitting at home in my double wide up in the country up on a hill, which is accurate. Just living the quiet, peaceful life with, you know, kids, wife, cat, couple cars, not too much other worries in the world besides that. And yeah, there's things that suck about not being well off, like having to come to work every day, which I know a lot of famous people, they grind and they work hard and they are constantly just go, go, go. But yeah, the only thing I'd want to change about life is to be home. I just want to be home. I can't imagine being a celebrity and not just wanting to be home and at peace or with just a select group of people that you really care about and that cares back. I can't really imagine being a celebrity where all the caring coming your way is typically artificial. Of course, there's gray area. That's not everyone. That's just, but I'd say it's a large part. I'd say it's a large, large, massive part. Like, if you're P. Diddy, why else do you need money, power, and all the sex in the world? It's got to be because you're lacking real stuff. And that sex isn't part of the real stuff. I mean, there's fucking, and there's fucking. And the second one that I mentioned is when there's a lot of love involved, and man, you don't need 30 people baby oiled up in a room to get that kind of love. That can come one-on-one, and it's special. Oh, so special. And don't get me wrong. I'm sure, you know, 30 people banging each other in a baby oil filled room is special too. I've never quite been there. But yeah, I imagine that's special in its own magical, slick and oily way. Oh, and something else. If it seems like I'm back and forth, like me having a pause button on my podcast, probably not the best idea in the world, but I paused and I come back and boom, you know, not only do we have Diddy, but we've got Dave Grohl. Like, I don't typically get stuck on celebrities and I typically don't even just consider them in my life at all. But Dave Grohl's a little different. My wife and I, we have a very special bond with the Foo Fighters, because when we got back together, we dated when we were young, and then like a decade and more than a decade goes by and we reconcile. And, you know, the Foo Fighters are just a part of it. I won't go into the story, but, you know, I got her a CD when we were talking just as friends before we reconciled. And, you know, we kind of fell in love with the band together. We both liked them okay, but together the Foo Fighters meant more to us. So for this motherfucker, not only to announce like some kind of press release, like, hey, having a baby, you know, gonna, hey, yeah, out of wedlock, had a baby, it's press conference. Look at me, good guy, Dave Grohl, I'm gonna take care of it because, you know, I made it. Look at me being a good guy, fessing up, being, a, you know, fuck, dude. Man, like, it's every time that you think that a celebrity is actually a decent, normal person, like Keanu Reeves might be the last one left, I don't know. But I thought Dave Grohl was one of those. And it turns out he's always been, yeah, living the rock star life, which is fine. You know, it's just you painted a different picture to us than what you actually are. And you see the comments and you're like, oh, I got news for you. Fans of Mick Jagger and Rolling Stones and fans of this band and that band, like, they all bang groupies. Like, yeah, we know. But Dave Grohl led us to believe otherwise. That's the thing here. Dave Grohl led us to believe otherwise, which is fine. You know, I'm not being nosy. I'm not prying. It's his life. I'm just saying I was very taken aback by that. And, you know, I've always had an opinion that he looks like he drinks too much. Just sitting here from the back row, man, just looking into the world. It looks like he drinks a lot. And at that age, I don't know, I just feel like at a certain age, like, you know, drinking should lose its appeal. Like, it's really fun when you're young and you're partying and, you know, it opens up windows and avenues and doors to, you know, good times, good stories, good laughs. But then you get older and it's like it's more of a hindrance on your life than it is all those other things. And with Dave Grohl, it's like, man, dude's always fucking drinking. And then he's feeding the homeless with barbecues, and then he's banging bitches. And it's like, man, everybody has vices. Totally get it. Absolutely 100% get that everybody has vices. I get that. But man, I wish I'd have known sooner what I know now, instead of believing for all these years that Dave Grohl was that super normal non-celebrity that happens to be a celebrity just because he loves the music, but it seems he loves a lot more than just the music. Again, I can't say no judgment because there's a little judgment in my tone, but it's at the end of the day, it's like, eh, you know, another rock star living a rock star life. I just can't imagine living that life, I guess. And I'm 43. Dave's is like a decade older than me, at least. Just can't imagine doing the things they're doing. I mean, playing music is one thing, but, and I always question this, you know, like, if you are of the very boring variety like myself, I say boring as like people outside looking in at me would think I'm boring, but I really enjoy life quite a bit. But if your first priority when you have a family is not your family, and you'd rather be out touring or choose to be at work for weeks on end without seeing your family, like, to me, that is a bit of a telltale sign. Like, your priorities are where your priorities are. If your priorities are music and drinking, it's not that big of a surprise that you're also banging bitches. Yeah, sadly, just not much of a surprise. And that's fine. Again, I hope Dave stays single. Like, don't get married again. Don't make anyone think that you're the type that's just going to settle down. Like, dude, you had a fucking kid in your 50s, which again is fine, but you had a kid with some other family, not your own family. Now, I'm not going to say that's fine. Like, it happens. Day, you know, a snapshot in the day of America, whatever. It's just, you know, the what I'm trying to say is the signs were there, the writings on the wall. If you really think about it, dude does nothing but tour and make music and play with other bands and go to concerts. Living his best life, I guess. But his best life does not involve using the priority of his time for his family. And then there you go. There's the end result. He's not with his family. He's not spending the time with them. He's out fucking. Go get him, I guess, Dave. Luckily, and I say luckily, don't take me wrong here, like, luckily, our Foo Fighter fandom fell off quite a bit. Now, unfortunately, that's because Taylor Hawkins passed away. But, you know, I'm kind of glad that our fandom shriveled some before the Dave Grohl news, because, you know, we were all in, head deep. We watched the TV series with him and his mom that went around talking to other celebrities and their moms. We watched, you know, if there was a Dave Grohl Foo Fighters thing, like Sound City, the documentary, if it had to do with the Foo Fighters, had to do with Dave Grohl, we were in. Like, I listened to the audiobook, his book on audiobook. All in, man. We're just enjoying everything we could, Dave Grohl. And it does feel a little freeing to not care as much now. So that's good. But man, I'll tell you, that was not on my 2024 bingo card. I did not know Dave Grohl was going to impregnate someone other than his wife. All right, we're unpaused again. Lastly, I'm going to talk about Hawk Tua Tagovailoa, who obviously is the only chance at Miami winning games is to have him at quarterback. Now, granted, I'm a Dolphins fan. That's why I'm talking about this. I wish he would retire. It's not worth it. You should retire. Don't risk your future. Look at Brett Favre. Brett Favre, piece of shit that he is. He just announced, and sorry, I just don't have much love for anybody who steals from the welfare system. Jesus Lord. Not to mention he's just kind of a dick. But he announced he has Parkinson's. Now, I feel bad for him on that front. But this is football. This is what football does if you don't get smart and get out. And Tua apparently wants to keep playing. I think that's a mistake. But the fact remains it's going to be a while before he's able to play because he's on IR. In the meanwhile, Skylar Thompson, he ain't it. He's had a few opportunities. Not it. I mean, what typically happens when you are able to step up when your name is called and get something done? Look at Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton stepped up and got it done this week. Sam Darnold stepped up for the Vikings, got it done. I don't think Skylar Thompson is going to be that guy that steps up and gets it done all of a sudden. I had some hope after watching him in the preseason a couple years ago, maybe when he was a rookie. But, you know, we as in the Dolphins and their fans, want more. Now, Tyler Huntley is on the roster. I like Tyler Huntley. I think that's an option, but I think you better have more than just Tyler Huntley as an option, and Tim Boyle's not it either. So maybe it's time for Skylar Thompson to move on. Tim Boyle, no thanks. Tyler Huntley, yes. And also go get a quarterback. Go trade for a Bryce Young. Grab a Dorian Thompson-Robinson from the Browns. Grab a savvy veteran. Go get fucking Colin Kaepernick, for God's sakes. Do something. Have multiple quarterbacks come in. Take a look at them. See who can run this timing system that Mike McDaniel loves so much. Or else we're going to be calling for McDaniel's head before long, because we have been excited about this team for 3 years and not really gotten a lot out of it. Now, injuries derailed things last year, but I still don't have faith that we could have done anything even without injuries. It seems as though the McDaniels offense has been figured out a little bit. Not convinced that, you know, his offensive play calling mastermind kind of thing is working out anymore. Sometimes I think a more traditional mind works out the best. Look at some of the teams performing this year. They're not really doing it with fancy stuff. They're doing it with just good, solid play calling. We've got a great running back room, and we're not running the ball that much. We're so concerned about getting Tyreek Hill the ball. I almost wish Tyreek would move on, because that, like, the main concern of the offense is get Tyreek Hill the ball. Get Tyreek Hill the ball. Meanwhile, Jaylen Waddle, who's a good wide receiver, is basically wasting away. We don't have any other good wide receivers. It can't be Tyreek. It can't just be Tyreek Hill. Tyreek, Devon, A-Chain, great guys. A-Chain, get him the ball more. Worry less about Tyreek. Start getting A-Chain even more involved. Get Jalen, Jalen Warren? I can't remember now. The running back we drafted out of Tennessee. Wow, it escaped me that quick. Get him more involved. Get people more involved. Sign some quarterbacks. There's so many backup quarterbacks, like Jameis Winston's out there. You want to fling the rock, Tyreek Hill? Freaking trade for Jameis Winston. Do something. Don't grow with these backups, these weird, obscure backups that have never done anything. Go get someone that has done something. But don't get Jimmy Garoppolo, okay? Just leave that guy on the sideline. We don't need Jimmy G. Do something else. But Tua, I wish you would retire. I wish we would take the backup quarterback position a little more seriously. Mike White wasn't it. Skylar Thompson's not it. Do something. Poke it with a stick. Do something. Come on, do something. All right, that's outside looking in. That's viewing from the back row for this week, even though I didn't do one last week and I didn't do one the week before. But hey, sometimes you just feel like talking. Talk to Oh, I listen to that too. The Talk to a podcast. I do not recommend it. So I can get a better sound in my office recording with an Amazon Fire tablet and a XLR to USB-C cord than what the Hawk Tua girl can get from a massive production, like the same people that I think she signed with, like Jake Paul's podcast network or something, like big time. She got a big time deal, and the audio is atrocious. It's terrible. Like, the dude that's on there was clipping the whole time, just, you know, and if you don't know what clipping is, it's like distorted voice audio because his gain is up too high, his volume set too high. Absolutely terrible. Like, everything about it's terrible. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in here on a $30 setup, not counting the little tiny 7-inch Amazon Fire tablet. I'm on a $30 setup, and it sounds leaps and bounds better than Talk to. And the show's not very good either. Just not very good. Don't know how long that's going to last for. She's done a good job of extending the 15 minutes of fame, but I do believe those 15 minutes, albeit extended to 30, gotta be up soon. She's super adorable. She sounds like Tilly Green from Big City Greens on Disney, if you know what that is. Especially when she said, the Jay-Z song. She was like, concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. If you heard that, like, she got the lyrics all wrong. She thought that was the whole New York song. New York, concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. No, that's not the lyrics, but it was super adorable when she thought they were the lyrics and she sang them and she sounded just like Tilly Green. Good times. I'll see you on the next episode. View from the back row.